From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melvin reporting the financial future of Greece is now in the hands of the EU. Eurozone finance ministers indicated ahead of a meeting Saturday that agreement would be reached by the end of the weekend to keep Greece afloat, but they did not expect the talks to be easy. The Dutch finance minister and Eurozone chair, Jeroen Dijsselbloem, said there is work to be done.
We are not there yet, both on substance. There is still a lot of criticism on the proposals, on the reform side, on the fiscal side. There is, of course, a major issue of trust.
The German
can the Greek government be trusted to actually do what they are promising, to actually implement in the coming weeks, months, and years?
Jeroen Dijsselbloem, German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble, whose country is Greece's biggest creditor, has taken a hard line on Greece over recent months.
The problem is zunächst einmal, dass eine
Schäuble said, "We will definitely not be able to rely on promises. We are determined to not make calculations that everyone knows one cannot believe in." Schäuble did not hang back from blaming the radical left Syriza party of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras for the current problem. However, the European Commission, European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund told Eurozone governments after a review of Greek Prime Minister Tsipras's proposals that there was sufficient basis to start negotiating conditional loans for the country. The Greek Parliament approved the Athens government's new proposals early Saturday, the lawmakers meeting in a session that stretched well past midnight after hearing a personal appeal from the Prime Minister. This is VOA News. Police in Kosovo say they have cut off drinking water to much of the capital of Pristina after arresting three terror suspects near a reservoir that supplies large parts of the city with drinking water. Pristina's water authority, citing security issues, said water supply was stopped early Saturday and the testing was underway to determine whether the reservoir had been contaminated. A water utility spokeswoman said pumping will remain suspended until test results are completed. Authorities say the arrest came after police patrolling near the Batabac Reservoir saw the three suspects behaving suspiciously. Two other suspects were reported in detention elsewhere in Kosovo. Reuters is quoting a police source as saying that two of the suspects had been arrested last year on suspicion of traveling to Syria. Tens of thousands of people gathered at a cemetery near the Bosnian city of Srebrenica Saturday to mark the 20th anniversary of the worst mass atrocity in Europe since World War II. This ceremony took place ahead of the burial of 136 newly identified victims, alongside more than 6,000 victims already buried at the cemetery. On July 11, 1995, Bosnian Serb troops overran the UN enclave of Srebrenica, protected by Dutch troops, and went on a killing spree. Serbs dumped the bodies of their victims in mass graves around Srebrenica in an effort to hide the magnitude of the crime. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton and other world dignitaries were in attendance at the commemoration ceremonies, laid flowers at the memorial, and spoke.
I am begging you not to let this monument to innocent boys and men become only a memory of a tragedy.
The Clinton administration brokered the Dayton Accords that ended the overall conflict, which lasted from 1992 to 1995, costing an estimated 100,000 lives. Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić of Serbia also entered the cemetery to lay flowers, but thousands booed and whistled him. Others threw hard objects at him, breaking his glasses. Burundi's presidential election has been postponed by nearly a week after United Nations and African officials warned the vote could spark more violence in the already tense country. A decree signed by Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza Saturday rescheduled the vote from July 15th to July 31st. Meanwhile, government forces have clashed with gunmen in a wooded area on the Central African nation's border with Rwanda. The governor of a province there said the gunmen crossed from Rwandan territory, an unconfirmed allegation, but one that could fan fears of a widening conflict. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.